With a highlight from her book, The Heart Healer, here is Cindy Bartelli, Chapter 4, Renewal.
While writing this book, I happened to be watching a PBS special, and during this particular movie, it was filmed supposedly during the Civil War, and a scene was in the hospital, and a soldier was having a panic attack. The doctor turned to the nurse and said, "Oh, he has soldier's heart." Soldier's heart, I thought, wow, what is that about? And when I looked it up, I realized that in the days of the Civil War, soldiers were coming back from service with their cardiovascular systems actually altered and with emotional issues that they had not experienced before. So that was obviously the beginning of our knowledge and experience about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Since then, I've learned even more about that and the same experience that first responders have almost on a daily basis when they experience trauma and the stress of someone else's despair. In studying all of this, I spoke with a gentleman who has been retired from the military, two branches of the military, in fact, and a policeman, and we talked about the prayer for heart healing. Just because you don't let yourself think about the experiences you've had, it doesn't mean they're not affecting you. And what my friend helped me understand is when you've been in the military or you're a first responder, you're taught that revealing your true feelings can be harmful for your future for various reasons. And if you're listening and you're one of those people, you know what I'm talking about. Many of the stories that you have experienced cannot be told because they're just too personal and raw. But God knows, and He's ready to heal you too. What my friend explained is, as a first responder, he could leave an event that had just happened and go to his patrol car, and he could have prayed the heart healing prayer if he just knew, and asked God to take away the pain from that memory. The choice to open yourself to God and pray is the most courageous work you'll probably do. God does the rest. In Jeremiah 32:26, we read, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, 'I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?' Well, we know the answer is that it's not. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now. If you'll just join with me, what we'll pray together is, Lord God, You already know what's going on inside of me. You know about everything that has wounded me in my past, and You know about any physical, chemical, or emotional struggles I have that may be connected to those memories. Thank You for the hope You give me. Please give me faith that You can free everyone from the harmful effects of a painful past, and help me trust that You will do it for me. I pray for healing in Jesus' name. Amen."
That's Cindy Bartelli from her book, The Heart Healer. You can get your copy of The Heart Healer at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. That's Cindy Bartelli, The Heart Healer.